and a double bed. There is my color TV set that I bought from downstairs in there. And there's a big rack about 6 feet tall and has spaces on each side of it that you would find in a newsstand where they sell pocketbooks, you know, the novels. My mother's got one of those home because she reads a book every night. So she's got one of those in there. Okay, next to my side of the bed, there's a little table. And on her side, there's a little table. Then we have two boxes. They're Pampers boxes. Pampers came in there. They're with my nephew's toys in the bedroom. Because it's so hot, you know. The only rooms that have an air conditioner in it is the back bedroom and the two bedrooms upstairs. Okay, because of the condition of the house next door and the city is sitting on their tail ends, not doing too much about it, we can't really stay in the other part of our house because, one, the odors that come in from the house next door, it's been condemned.
Oh.
It smells like you wouldn't want to believe, and I won't say it for that tape either. And also, we mainly keep the house closed up. So when we come home, we just go in the back bedroom, turn on the TV, and there's the air conditioner.
Okay. Now you said you had a dresser. Did you ever see any furniture that, like, you know, it'd have drawers like a dresser, and maybe it'd have a locker on one side of it attached?
I've seen them, but it's cupboards. When I was little, we had one, a cupboard, upstairs. We didn't have any closets upstairs, you know. It was just open, you know, the bed up there. And we had one that had two drawers, the regular way, crosswise, and then one little locker door that opened up in the bottom. And it was a washstand, really, what it was, because it had a big glass on top of it.
Yeah.
And my grandmother used to have, you know, remember those old Felix the Cats? She had one of those,
yeah,
but I don't know where it's at now.
And the porcelain? No.
I don't know if it was porcelain or made out of wood or what it was, but I remember it was Felix, you know, sitting up there. But I don't know what became of it. Someone's got it. And she had a closet, you know, one of those kinds you can move around, and it opened up with the two drawers.
Yeah. What would you call that closet, that movable closet?
I don't know what you call the thing. To me, it was a closet.
Okay.
Because I remember she broke her leg one time, her kneecap, and she, you know, when they took the cast off, they gave it to her. Well, things for a doctor to give you. They gave you the cast. And she put it on top of it. And she used to keep a metal can on top of it, but it was locked up, so I didn't know what was in it. But we still got the metal can. That's how old the thing is. So she had one of those up there. And we used to have some wrought iron beds.
Wrought iron? Did they hold up pretty good down here with the salt air?
Yeah. Because I had one until I was about 12 years old. I had one. Then finally, you know, we said, heck with this old junk and got rid of it, you know. And now all the tourists come down here and buy it up like you wouldn't believe it. Because what we do is, with us, every year around September, October, we start painting the house up, getting ready for Christmas. So when we paint the bedroom, we just take the bed apart and slap on a new coat of white paint on the bed.
Oh.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to chew the paint off of that bed. it used to taste good, too.
Oh, yeah? Teething, you mean?
No, I was around 10, 11 years old, and it had the funny taste to it, but it tasted good, and I did it.
Huh.
I stopped doing it, but I did it.
Okay. All right, do you have any other kind of furniture that would be different in any of the other rooms? I mean, any other bedrooms? Besides
my
the
bedroom,
dresser?
Okay, no, because, well, my bedroom is compact. In the corner, county corner, I have my bed.